Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to John Spagnuolo. Man, he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's something else. I'm just a great person.
Classy guy.
Right.
Brings it all. If it wasn't for the Heights Pub and Parlor, we wouldn't be having the pleasure of these two gentlemen. Nikki, jump in right here. Filling in today for these guys.
Green Bay's
awesome.
Own. Right. How about it? Welcome to the studio, guys.
Where's your whammy
thank
award?
Thank you for having us.
Right. Yeah, do you introduce
but you know what?
Yourselves,
you know,
though?
If you said, I got two guys here from Tennessee, nobody would say, oh, no. You got that Tennessee look to yourself. You got that country look.
It's definitely that a Schwabenon look, I think. Oh, yeah. More so.
Well, the green and gold.
The
definitely.
Green and gold, yeah. I got to support it. Yeah. We are diehard Packer fans, first and foremost. My name is Derek, and this is?
My name is Brett.
And we're the Levante brothers.
Derek and Brett, welcome! So Mino fell in love with you at Channel 5 recently and said, you have to come in studio.
I think the roles should be reversed. We fell in love with him.
Oh, God.
The energy you bring, the smiles, the laughs, that was awesome.
Okay, oh, yeah. Boy.
That's a quick way to get kicked off.
Right.
Stop that. I asked you guys, and I know everybody probably asked this, so I was going to that dumb guy that had to ask, are you related to Terry and Bobby Labonte?
Yep. We did not get confirmation.
But you might be, right?
But we might be. I mean, we were always told from a younger age, like, there's a chance. So, if you look at Bobby or Terry, they look just like my grandpa.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. I mean, like, to an extent, would you say? Or am I just blowing smoke?
I think you're blowing smoke.
Can I see what you want to see? Hang on to that. Don't do any more research.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hang on to it.
Yeah. My research includes just asking around.
There you go.
And just taking somebody's word for it. So I guess.
And keep asking until somebody agrees with you. That's my strategy.
I think it works, though.
Yeah.
All right. So you're new on the scene.
Yeah, relatively. I would say us playing together. So we've been playing. I mean, since. Do I get closer?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
perfect.
There we go.
Next session.
We've been playing together since the basements of our house. I mean, just jamming.
So
with
as
each
kids.
Other. Yeah, essentially.
Really?
We worked ourselves up from the basement to the living room to the garage.
Wow.
To
when your parents were home? Did you ever get that good?
Well, that's where we started. We had to make sure they weren't home.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Did you ever get good enough where they would stick around to listen to you?
Yeah.
All right, so you
funny
made
story.
It.
My graduation party was the first time, high school graduation party, was the first time I ever played in front of people.
For real?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I played, and then I remember looking at my dad, and my dad looks at me and he goes, so that's what you've been working on.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, nice. Yeah, so all the times we were downstairs jamming and stuff, he'd open the door and be like, quiet.
Yeah.
So we were playing that loud for that long.
Well, you know, sure.
And then I was learning from YouTube. He learned from, he had a class in middle school that he took, and we just decided... You know what? We should do this together.
How about jamming out? Do you write your music?
I've been writing my own stuff and dabbling. So I've been doing that the past year. If you want to check out my TikTok,
yeah.
It's
only going to be.
Jim and I are going to check out the TikTok.
On the interwebs.
I think you have to check out TikTok today because the Supreme Court's getting that and they're going to shut that down.
Yeah,
so you
got
to go to Lemonade.
Yeah.
Are you on Lemonade?
That's I'm not sure what that is.
That's
me
TikTok.
Neither.
Okay, John.
Oh my
are
God.
You impressed? I have zero idea.
Are you impressed? I read this morning.
Yeah,
I am impressed.
The TikTok.
The States, yeah, right.
But the United States government doesn't want TikTok because it's owned by, what's the name of that parent company? Anyway, it starts with a B. And so then TikTok thinks they're going to lose. That's the Supreme Court. But they're like, if we're going to lose, we're going to direct people. So it's called Lemonade. And you can download it for free. Right, Todd?
Oh, there we go.
I guess.
So he's
Lemonade.
Right,
Todd? So I see you're the research person here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. I just talked for a minute of something I know nothing about. Yeah. So
we could not tell.
So Annie confirmed this.
And social media? Jim, not your real house.
This is weird.
So how, TikTok or Lemon, how do we get a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page, Labonte Brothers. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's not going away.
There's some people that want
you can find us there. That's us. So we've been playing together for the past 2 years now.
Great.
We've been doing shows together.
Just about.
Yeah, fun. And that's been absolutely amazing. I mean, the stuff that we get to do together, playing these places, creating memories, making people smile, have a good time, that's what it's all about. Music brings people together, and that's what
but
we feel
you,
really lucky
to do. And when you're writing, from the heart.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So if you go to my TikTok or my Instagram or wherever,
Any of the socials.
Yeah, I guess I post a lot of my music on there, my solo stuff. Yeah, a lot of those songs are very heartfelt. I wrote a song. I just had a child named Ledger.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I wrote him a song.
Congratulations.
On there. Yeah. So definitely some songs that just speak about me and in my life and our life. Yeah, I know Brett's dabbling too and writing his own stuff. So we're definitely working on that part. But we play a lot of covers at our shows and a lot of country music, a lot of music that's hopefully going to get you up and dance, smile, grab the person next to you and give them a big old hug.
Nice.
And dance. That's the way we grew up playing.
Tried that once. Yeah. Charges still pending.
Yeah. Yeah. Called a restraining order.
All right, let's hear you guys.
All right, so we do have a few songs here that we had an idea of. We decided, in honor of Friday, we'll play an Eric Church song, Drink in My Hand. So this one goes out to anybody going to Fox Harbor tonight.
No, the Heights.
The Heights. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not that is
poor Ashley. Brian's going to be like, that's it. That's
yeah. She bought it from him.
All right, here we go.
Free set at the Heights.
Early morning till Friday at 5, man, I work, Lord, I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week, we're the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, the parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I'll take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. I'm about to tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm a rocket man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Make me wanna go ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drop me off, take the long way around. You be my little Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My head, Monday morning, that alarm clock says,
everybody together now.
Goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Ah, ooh, yeah.
That was great.
Phenomenal. That
was great. Awesome.
Yeah. So I have to say this, the best thing about the entire morning is that I was sitting here listening to them play and sing, and I was watching Jim, and he was singing along.
I wrote, people must just shout right back. All I got
to
do.
What did
right?
I whisper to you, Jim, during the middle of their song?
I wasn't listening.
I said, I don't know if you listen to Eric Church, but he sounds exactly like Eric Church.
Yeah.
I thought he whispered Nugani's national anthem.
Okay.
Jim, wow.
Anyway, so you guys, that was original.
No.
That was Eric Church.
Oh, that's Eric Church.
That's a cover.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I don't follow a lot of music. See, I'm giving you a lot of credit. Tell me who inspired you, though. I want to hear. Was it
like
Eric Church?
Like locally and stuff.
Locally, I mean, the main influence that we both had was our great uncle Roy. He has hence passed, but growing up, going to family events and stuff like that, he would come out and just kind of whip out his guitar and play classics anywhere from Hank Sr. to Little Jimmy Dickens, Merle Haggard, and just all them, and just play for everybody at family reunions or just get-togethers and stuff like that. And just from there, just always had that hankering to kind of
try that out. Perform when the family reunions got together? Okay, boys, get up there, sing a song for everybody.
Well, we started like building up with him. So we'd go to his basement sometimes as well, and like, and he would just teach us a G chord, C chord a lot, and like how to really find a rhythm. So being kids, like watching, we'd sit cross-legged and just be mesmerized by what he's doing. I mean, he was just, he was everything. I mean, it was amazing. And like, it was a big influence, like what Brett said, a huge influence on both. We wanted to be just like him. We wanted to play camp parties, deer camp. You know, that was a big, that was our big, that was our big show, right?
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of family who wanted to play deer camp.
We wanted to go to deer camp.
Yeah, so that was like the big deal, because he would come down and play for 3-4 hours. And we would just sit there, you know, everybody's smiling, having a few drinks, just having a great time. That's what we wanted to do.
How proud would he be of you guys right now?
I think he would. I think he would be a little floored that we're on the radio right now.
That's for sure. But,
and then he'd do some research and say, "Oh, that's not that hard." No, I hope you had a chance to tell him that.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, that was very from the heart what you just said about him, both you guys. And I just, we need to tell people that, because he.
And usually it's a teacher, but to be an uncle is awesome.
Family, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything that, like I said, when we go and play and stuff, it's all, we wear our emotions on our sleeves, our heart on our sleeves. We play music because we saw it from him, and the joy and the smiles and the laughter. I mean, music can bring people together more than you know.
I was tooling through some of your socials, and one of the things that you have written about is, and again, you hit on a lot of really cool things about the togetherness of music. That it brings people together, family time, super important. You wrote a song about your dad. You've lost your dad.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. But incredibly meaningful song. Tell us about what that does for you in that process to write about it. And now to perform.
It's honestly, it's pretty liberating, because writing gives you a sense. And I've always written my entire life. Like writing, I've always had notebooks and just write and journal. I've been journaling, actually, to my son from the time I found out my wife was pregnant, just writing little daily stuff to him now being 2 months old. But that really inspired.
Such fantastic family chromosomes here.
Yeah.
You're family people.
Yeah, because for us, family is a big deal. I mean, losing our father, too, and being able to write that song is about our deer camp and our favorite place in the world, and just how nothing's changed. We're just missing you is pretty much the only thing that's changed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually stopped playing music for a while. I know I did when we found out. My father passed. I'm going to be turning 33 January 16th. So if anyone wants to send me a gift,
there
nice.
You go.
Right. But I'm going to be turning 33, and he passed away in 2015, almost 10 years ago. And I stopped playing for a while because that was kind of a big thing, too. He'd always be standing in the corner up at camp being like, play that one song, play it.
Mm.
You know?
There was never that one song.
Yeah, it was never that one. We never knew what song he wanted.
And yeah, no matter what song we played, it'd always be, that wasn't it. No, no.
Yeah,
it was that one that went like.
Once you get through the entire song.
It's the one that goes like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, let's just play this one.
Okay, but here's what I want you to know. He's always in your corner. And he is still requesting that song.
He is. And one of our favorite song to play is his favorite song. It's actually Chicken Fried. So he actually had a tattoo of that "Let Freedom Ring" on his arm. But when we got together and started playing again, I mean, that's what inspired me. It's like, I know that's what he would probably want. So when we got back together and actually started getting back into it, had to knock off some of the rust and thank goodness. I want to shout out LaVie Tavern for their open mics and all that. And just the people there are amazing to bring local musicians together. So that really helped as well. And that's what really. I mean, now it's just a snowball effect.
And how are we doing in Northeast Wisconsin here with venues?
I think there's venues popping up everywhere.
There are.
You know?
Crazy amount.
Yeah. And I think it could be a
correlation. People need to get out and support those, because those are... Okay, go ahead. I want to hear what you think.
But we want to hear this song. We're running short on time here. Can you please play this song? I want to hear it.
All right. So they do have a couple of upcoming gigs, right? Correct. January 17th up in Marinette at Campgrounds.
At, Crossroads.
Crossroads. So
Crossroads Pub and Grub.
A late birthday present.
We'll be playing 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Next Friday. And then I do have a solo show on January 22nd. It's a Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And where's that?
LaVie Tavern.
Downtown DePere, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Tell us what you're going to play right now. And take us out into the weekend, please.
Yeah, we'll play a Tyler Chiller song, if you guys are cool with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Feathered Indians.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there have been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. And hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from circles it has raced, like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. And I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it lead me one more. And hold me close, my dear, and sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight.
The Labonte Brothers, phenomenal. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, you guys are awesome. Please keep in touch. We're going to promote you as much as we possibly can.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you guys so much.
Nailed it. Holy cow.
Invite me to Deer Camp.
You're invited.
I'm there. Watch. Thanks, everybody. Go Pack.